Hey y'all, it's your girl Who's Royals, Chris Carrizan from Beyond Black and White. Okay, I got an email today from a girl who is wondering if a guy who teases her, plays little pranks on her, you know, putting a Hillary Clinton sticker on her car, you know, playing with her, doing little needling things that, frankly, middle schoolers do, like throwing paper in your hair, and ooh, you know, trying to get your attention. And she wants to know if this guy likes her. And she went through a long detail of all the little pranks and stuff that he's done to get her attention. And frankly, even with all of that detail, I frankly don't know if he likes her. And honestly, if you guys keep going, doing this back and forth, push and pull. You've mentioned that you've suggested maybe going out, and he said no. Maybe he just wants to leave it as a flirtation, and that's it. I say move on. But what struck me about her letter that I want to focus on is what she said to, in her her description of herself. And I want people to listen to what she says. And then I want you to think about how certain people who say that their videos have never hurt anybody, I would like for them to maybe perhaps reconsider that position. She says, I made a comment to my roommate of why would the guy like me? He's conservative and possibly Republican and a white guy. I'm a black female and Tommy Sotomayor and Cadillac Gaddafi says nobody, especially white guys, like black women. I guess what I meant was I'm one of those alternative black chicks that likes metal and have colored highlights in my braids. You couldn't tell that around the office because I have to dress a certain way. And then she goes, yada, yada, yada. She goes on to go back to her story. Ladies who are on YouTube, who have found my channel through a variety of ways, who have seen the negative messages from men, hateful, and dare I say evil men who try to crush your spirit. I need you to reject those messages. I really do, because those messages are coming from a place of an abuser trying to tear down and kill the soul of an innocent. For whatever reason, what their motivation is, and I've stopped trying to figure out why these evil people do what they do. I think that at some point you have to shut it off. Now, these same people whom you describe have said that I'm also ugly. So to the writer of this letter, the same person who says that nobody wants you also called me, you know, an ugly, dark-skinned whore. So, just to put that in perspective, do I believe him? Of course not. Quite frankly, I don't care. I'm glad, actually, that he thinks I'm ugly because he'll leave me alone. Maybe he'll, I wouldn't want to attract a man like that. I'm glad that I'm not his type. That's a relief to me, actually. I cannot begin to understand why these hateful men on YouTube are working double time to convince young, impressionable girls. And for those of you who are watching this and you know who you are, either you're spies for men who own those channels, what have you, you can feel whatever you want to feel about me. But do you guys even think about what you might be doing, to what damage you're doing to people you don't even know? I mean, this girl has a crush, and we don't know whether this guy likes her or not. But what we do know is she's wondering if anybody wants her, because somebody on YouTube told her that nobody wants her, and she is believing it. Now, for those of you who say, oh, it's just entertainment, I want you to realize the damage that you're doing. You can say whatever you want about me. You can say I'm damaging the community, but you'll never hear me say some of the most hateful things I've ever heard in my life. You'll never hear me say all black men are worthless. You'll never hear me, because I don't believe that. Some of y'all got your problems. I call you out on that. Same way some of us black women, we got our problems. I call them out on that. But what I do focus on, and I will admit this bias, I do focus on redirecting some of that attention away from black women, because as far as the black community is concerned, a lot of them think everything is our fault. So there has to be a counter voice. If everybody on YouTube is telling you that every ill in the black community is your fault, that you're ugly, that you're fat, that nobody wants you, that you're a gorilla, you're a beast, you're unlovable, you a baby mama. They tell you all these messages, and the people who tell you those messages look like you, are melanated just like you. You internalize that. Now, I'm grown. I'm not going to internalize these fools telling me that I'm unworthy. I'm frankly relieved to be unworthy of them. I have no desire. But I can tell from this young girl who's probably in college, impressionable, maybe just getting out of her teens, she saw a Tommy Sotomayor video, or she saw a, you know, Cadillac Gaddafi video, and she believed that nobody wants her. Now, I understand that this is an extreme. I understand that for the most part, the men who run these channels are personality disordered. However, they have huge followings, huge zombie-like followers that go forth and propagate those messages. And what I'm seeing, not necessarily in real life, but what I'm seeing on social media is a concerted effort to literally kill the spirit of black women. A concerted effort to convince not only them, but the entire world that they are horrible. And so when I enter YouTube, I feel a responsibility to be that counter argument and to tell these young girls that you are worth something. You are wanted. Be relieved that just because some self-hating, color-struck, powerless man told you that nobody wants you doesn't make it true. In fact, their motivation often is to kill your spirit because they ain't shit. So for the young women who are listening to this, who are going through that sort of conflict of looking in the mirror and seeing one thing and then being self-conscious, I want you to stop looking for the approval of hateful people and be the absolute best that you can be. And I need for you to feed your mind and feed your spirit good things. I need for you to make an effort to be a carefree, beautiful Black girl. And it's not always easy, but one way to do it is to take away all the negativity that you hear about yourself. And you focus on positive things. You focus on being the best you can be. You surround yourself with people who are affirming you, where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. I say this all the time. Reject those messages and reject those people that propagate those messages. Those people are evil. They're evil. There's just no other word for it. And for them to say that they have done no damage, they've done countless damage. Damage that they have no idea. It's one of those things like a ripple effect. You throw a pebble in the water and it doesn't sink down right away. It creates a ripple that goes out far and wide. They do a lot of damage. One can only hope that karma is real. I hope that they've got a big, big reward coming for them. I do. Reject the messages. All right, so if you guys have a question for me, you can reach out to me at Christelyn, CHRISTELYN, @beyondblackwhite.com. Bye.